Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good to see you. Good to see a few out this morning. Many sick in our church today. It's been a rough week for many. But even though it's been a rough week, we still have hope and confidence. Mm-hmm. He lives. Amen. And the reason that he does live, that one part of that song right there, salvation to impart. Mm-hmm. That's the reason that he came. He came to save us. He came to save us from our sins. And the Bible teaches us that these things that we go through with health, they're very, very mild afflictions. Mm-hmm. Compared to the glory that we will see one day. Amen. Question 21 this morning. We're going to be continuing speaking about the first and second Adam and the fall. Our question this morning is, into what estate did the fall bring mankind? The answer is, the fall brought mankind into an estate of sin and misery. A place of hopelessness. And we'll see this morning that not only was it a hopeless place, but it was a place that we were born into that we had no choice in the matter. Let's pray and ask God's help before we get started. Dear Lord, we do thank you for this morning. We thank you for those, Lord, that are well this morning, that could come in your midst, Lord, and sing songs of praise unto you, Lord, and open your word and learn more about you. We do pray that you would show up this morning, Lord. Prepare our hearts and minds to hear what you have for us, not only in the next few moments here, Lord, but in the next hour as well. We pray for your spirit to help us, Lord. Draw us nearer to Christ. Make us more like your son, Lord. Take away the desires of this world, Lord, and give us thoughts of heaven and thoughts of you, Lord, in eternity. We do pray for this grace this morning. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen. All right, let's look at Psalm chapter 51 this morning. And we'll have three proof texts. And we're going to look at the human condition first, or this place of sin and misery. Psalm 51, verse 5, and we'll see that our birthright was condemnation here. Psalm 51:5 says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." We see here that we were born into sin. Turn over to Psalm 58. Look at verse 3. Verse 3 says that the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Verse 4 as well, their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like a deaf adder that stoppeth her ear. Look at Job chapter 14. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Mm-hmm. That's a scary verse right there.
Yep.
Because so many of us, we look not on our sins, but we look on the sins of others and say, well, certainly I'm not that bad. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing by which most people judge things. Well, I'm not like that. So surely God would judge me on the curve. But the scripture states right here, how can you bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? Jesus also taught, I think it was in John 15, if I'm not mistaken, that how can a bad tree produce good fruit? And how can a good tree produce bad fruit? It can't happen. Make the root good, and then the fruit would be good as well. Look also at Ephesians chapter 2. The Apostle Paul addressing this as well. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3. Among whom also we had our conversations in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So you could see, even us who have been saved by grace, we were in that same condition. Here recently I ran into some people that were, their religion would be called primitive Baptists. And they made the comment to me, they said that I've heard you made the comment over and over again since you've been talking to us that when God saved you. And the conversation kind of went a little further. And their belief is that they were always saved. But the scripture teaches that at one time I was dead in my trespasses and sins. But God came and saved me from my sins. And you could see it right here. It says, among whom we also had our conversations in time past of the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. Our second proof text this morning will be in Romans. Let's look at Romans chapter 5. And we'll look at a true and better Adam who come to remove us from that state of sin and misery. Romans chapter 5, we looked at this last week, verses 18 and 19. And it speaks of the correlation between the two Adams here. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, so therefore by Adam's one sin, we were all condemned because we were in him. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all man unto justification of life. Therefore, saying those who would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, they would be justified by what he did. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Turn over to Isaiah 53. Favorite chapters in the Bible here. Verse 11 says, he, being God the Father, shall see the travail of his soul, speaking of Jesus, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Look also at verse 6 of the same chapter. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid upon him, speaking of Christ, the iniquity of us all. Us who were born into that transgression, those of us who are saved, those of us who believe, Christ bore that for us. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This true and better Adam. Verse 22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Look at Philippians chapter 2. we'll see this better Adam again. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. I'm sorry, verse 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And you would say, well, what's the significance of that scripture? Well, the significance of that scripture is that he came into our sin in misery. I remember, I forgot the name of the song, but I remember the lyrics, a few lyrics to it. It said, a hopeless case, an empty place, if not for grace. Talking about our condition, our sin. And to me, that's such a wonderful truth, because the closer I get with my walk to the Lord, with the Lord, the more he reveals himself to me. I understand more and more the depth of my sin and how tainted I really am, and how he could love a sinner like me. How he could come down and take on my condition. It's hard to fathom at times. And it's a privilege and honor to praise him for it, and to thank him for it, and to be able to open his word and see such things like this. He entered into our misery to redeem us. Look at Galatians chapter 4 on this as well. Speaks of the same thing right here. Galatians 4 verses 3 through 5, it says, even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. He came into our lowly condition. He came into our sinful condition, born under the law, to redeem us, that I could be called a son, that you could be called a son. What an exchange. His righteousness for my sin. Turn to Isaiah, our third proof text this morning. Isaiah 64. And we'll see that there's no hope in Adam. Isaiah 64, 6, very familiar passage of Scripture. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Turn to Psalms chapter 90. An unclean thing. Psalms chapter 90, verses 5 through 6. Thou carriest them away as with a flood, they are as a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, and in the evening it is cut down and withereth. Look at James chapter 4. And what it's speaking of right now is our life is, we grow up this morning, this evening, we can be cut down. I mean, our life, to stand in defiance of this gospel and say that I don't need Christ. James chapter 4, verses 14. Whereas ye know not what ye shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. We're not promised tomorrow. Let's finish this morning in Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel 33, verse 11, familiar scripture as well. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? One other quick passage of scripture, Psalm chapter 2. Verse 10, be wise now therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Turn from your sins and turn to Christ. I know everyone here today professes faith in Christ. But for those watching, there is salvation in this second Adam, the one that came into our lowly estate, the hopelessness and the misery of our sin, for where the first Adam brought us to. And I could honestly tell you this morning, if it would not have been Adam, if I would have stood in his place, I'd have done the same thing he would have done. So the fault does not necessarily fall upon Adam. The fault falls upon me because I'd have done the same exact thing. But God made a way. He sent forth his only Son to die and to be the propitiation for our sins. Turn from your sins this morning and turn to Christ. Amen. Father, we do thank you, Lord. We thank you for the cross of Calvary. We thank you for our precious Lord Jesus Christ, who willingly climbed that hill, shouldered that cross, took the beatings, took the scourgings, had his beard plucked out, was mocked and shamed, was nailed to a tree. We thank you so much for that, Lord, that you would pay the price for us, such a grueling death. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory for it. We thank you for it, Lord. Help us this morning, Lord. Help us in the next hour. Help us as we pray, Lord, and bring petitions to you here in the next few moments, with many being sick amongst us, Father. We do help. We do pray for your help. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.